I'm Crispy Tart.
I'm Nate Over Easy.
And you're listening to
Crispy Tart Topics.
We back, y'all.
Hello, ladies and men.
My window is wide open, so I'm pretty sure everyone can hear me, but...
Oh, my window's open, too. Hello, neighbors. They get a sneak peek of the podcast before it gets revealed.
Actually, like, the people who live across from my building, they're usually never there, and they're there right now, so... free entertainment for them, I guess.
They're, like, listening.
Watch, they shut their windows. The I'll let you know when they shut their windows. Oh, so it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Maybe, like, a month. I don't know.
Pretty sure we didn't post one of the ones that we did last time.
I keep trying to send it to you.
Because I keep fucking up, and I keep missing the expiration of those files being sent to
me. How did we do this? You know, like, we were so good for a year. Like, we really were on it.
Well, I mean, we lived together.
Yeah, and we had nothing else going on.
Basically.
But listen, guys. Like, we're going to keep the content coming, so.
Yeah.
So right now, I am drinking, which I think it's called umeshu, or ume sour, which is wine, a plum wine drink from Japan, because, Yeggs, do you want to know why I have this?
Why, Crispy?
I went to Japan!
How was Japan?
Oh, that was a really interesting experience. I didn't expect... So, I like to think of myself as pretty culturally woke, but I actually did experience some culture shock.
Oh.
Which, yeah. Like, I didn't, like... You know, I used to work at a school that had a lot of Japanese students, and I've been around a lot of Japanese people, like, in the U.S., but it's still different than actually being in that country.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One of the biggest things that, like, I first noticed initially was the difference, the modesty in fashion. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Like, I was wearing my normal, like, L.A. ho shit, like, like tank tops, like, crop tops, you know? But right. Nobody shows that much skin. Like, literally nobody wears spaghetti strap tank tops, or tank tops in general. Like, if they have a tank top, they have, like, a t-shirt underneath it, and nobody wears short skirts. Like, their skirts are, like, down to the knees. Like, even when they go clubbing, like...
Really?
I mean, clubbing is a little different, but still, like, pretty modest. Like, pretty fucking modest.
So I was, like... Were people looking at you?
I mean, I think people were looking at me anyway because I'm blonde and white. But, I mean, I kind of toned it down because I didn't want people, like, staring at me.
Yeah. That's uncomfortable.
I definitely, like, brought a lot of, like, short skirts and tank tops and... I was just wearing them in different ways. And I wore the same pair of jeans the whole time because I didn't want to show my legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it was, yeah, I don't know, like, what do you think about that?
Do you think
it's good?
I think I would do the same thing just because, I don't know, maybe it's a respect thing and... You're like a you're a visitor in their country, and you want to not, like, I don't know, shock them either, or I don't know.
Right.
Yeah,
I definitely thought about it in that way too. It's like to make both of us more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of want to, you still want to, like, talk to people and meet people. You don't want anyone to be intimidated or feel like you're disrespecting them and. Or making fun of them or something.
Yeah. But the American in me is like, fuck that. Like, I'll do what I want, you know?
Like, yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, that's like our kind of, our way of thinking is, you know, we want to be free, like freedom of expression, like do what we
that's true.
Want to do.
So I wonder what's more shocking. Like, is it more shocking for Japanese people to come to America and, like, see all the, what's it called?
Skin?
It starts with a P.
Promiscuous.
Provocative dress.
Maybe. I don't know. I want to know if it's easier for them. Because, well, here's the thing, is most Japanese people, this is a little different, but most Japanese people start learning English from elementary school and, through high school. So they've, had, a long history of English throughout their life. Even if they don't really speak it or know it, they're familiar with the writing, they're familiar with some basic words. So I think in that aspect, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, for me coming to Japan, some people already speak a little bit of English. And for them coming to LA, nobody speaks their language.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's harder.
Yeah. I guess I feel like it'd be harder for them to come to America. Because all countries kind of have adapted Western culture.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're kind of privileged in that sense, and entitled, we feel entitled almost.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're lucky that we can go to another country and most likely someone's going to speak English.
Yeah. So this actually kind of reminds me of something that happened while I was there. So the guy that I was with, Voldemort, he had this friend that he's known since middle school. They've been friends since they were 14 years old, and he's 32 now. So, you know, almost 20 years they've been friends. And he came out to him and me when we were there.
Aww.
Yeah. He came out as bi and, showed us a picture of his boyfriend.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but it's crazy, because do you think that he would have done it if I wasn't there? Because I kind of feel like I contributed to, him feeling more comfortable to, talk about it.
What was the conversation like before he told you?
Yeah, it wasn't a dramatic thing, I have to tell you something, you know? It just kind of, came up in, naturally. I don't really remember how. Because also, I didn't get it directly. It was, translated from my friend.
Oh.
He said it in Japanese. So, but I think maybe he was just talking about his boyfriend and then kind of showed him pictures. And then my friend asked him, oh, how long have you known you're bi? Or, when did you start dating guys? And he said, basically, he has been for a really long time. So even while him and Voldemort were friends, probably.
Yeah.
But he said, so his last girlfriend that Voldemort knew, that was his last girlfriend that he's dated, which was maybe
a long time ago.
Six years ago or something.
Okay.
And since then, he's been dating guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's probably gay.
Well, I asked him, and he was pretty, adamant that he feels like he's still bi. He feels like he could still be attracted to girls.
Okay.
And I think that's, do you know Bi Visibility Day was yesterday?
No.
I was reading a lot of Instagram posts about, both sides. And I think, or both, all different types of bi people. And how some, he feels like he's more, would date guys more, but he still could date girls, and I kind of feel the same way, actually, but as a girl, I would date, I'm more likely to date a guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm more attracted to guys in general. I don't know if attracted is the right word, but I'm more just it's easier to date a guy, and I find the idea in my head about my future kind of with a man.
Yeah.
But I'm also still interested in girls, but they're, less important. Or less, on the forefront of what I see.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, so one of our mutual friends is kind of the same way. She, will always talk to me about girls or, like, seeing girls, wants to meet girls, but, you know, occasionally she'll hook up with a guy or want, like, she's dated a guy and she's, and she even,
Why do I not know who you're talking about? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, but anyways, so even, like, her friends are like, come on, like, you're just a lesbian. And she's like, no, like, I'm obviously, like, more into girls, but some guys, like, I'll still hook up with. And, like, this other girl I've been hanging out with, she's basically, she tells people, like, she's a lesbian. But then sometimes, mm-hmm. occasionally, she'll say, like, oh, like, I'm more on the gay side of being bi. And she does hook up with some guys, like, that she really trusts. Yeah. So, but then it's like, I feel like people are judgmental about that. And yeah. That's why they say, like, bi people are confused. But it's like, I don't know, just you're attracted to some people more than you are other people. It doesn't have to be like, I don't know if I'm this, you know?
I wish we just didn't have, like, I don't know. I kind of wish everybody was bi, so we didn't have to worry about this shit, you know?
Right.
Like, I wish that everybody just, like, didn't care, like, what the gender was. The world would be better. Everybody just become bi, okay? It says poor connection. Do you see me?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't see you anymore, but that's okay.
Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
That's sad.
But, well, that reminds me of, so yesterday when I was scrolling through, like, Instagram feeds about bi visibility, I found somebody's page and she was talking about how she's kind of gay presenting and everybody around her just considers her a lesbian, but recently, like, she knows that she's bi, you know, like, that's how she feels that she is, but for the most part, like, she is part of the LGBT community, most of her friends are gay, you know, she's very much in that world.
Mm-hmm.
And recently she found herself attracted to a guy and it really confused her. Like, she felt like she was kind of betraying her identity a little bit. As a part of, like, the community.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's too much pressure. And that's why, I mean, that's a huge part of the reason why I've been saying for a long time, like, I don't connect with that community. Because there's still so many, like, rules or, like, expectations or, I don't know.
It's almost worse than being in the straight community.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I think it depends. Like, I think the people that I surround myself with are at least allies, you know, if not a little bit queer.
Yeah.
So, for me, as identifying as bi / queer, it's almost, I don't know. I think that we are, it's easier for us because most of our friends are straight or bi as well.
Mm-hmm. So they understand.
Like, it's almost cooler. Like, it's almost cool. Like, it's a cool quirk to straight people to tell them you're bi. But to, like, gay people, if you tell them you're bi, they kind of judge you.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, definitely.
I hate it.
But, so, oh, now it says poor connection. So when the Japanese guy, like, told you guys that, you said it was casual, so, like, he wasn't, like,
yeah, it was pretty just, like, matter of fact. It wasn't, like, I have to tell you something. It was just, like, oh, okay, yeah, this is,
so this what do you think the general feeling about gay people in Japan?
It's definitely not as accepted. And that's why I think he was more comfortable, like, talking about it in front of me.
Right.
But, so we ended up going to, what's it called? Shinjuku Nichoma, which is the... Sorry for anybody who speaks Japanese fluently and my horrible pronunciation. Shinjuku Nichoma, which is, like, basically West Hollywood.
Okay.
And it was, I felt like, we went out on a Monday night or a Tuesday night, and for me it was better than West Hollywood.
Interesting.
Well, I think I just could, I felt more like I could relate with the people because West Hollywood is bougie, yes. Which I don't understand. Like, why is it so fucking bougie? But I guess in Japan, you know, gay people are not as accepted. So in general, like, they're probably their income is lower.
Yeah.
Just societally. And so it's just more low key and like, I mean, there are still a lot of people out, but it was fun. What are you doing?
What?
Were you breathing?
Yes. Am I allowed to breathe?
It sounded like you were, like, vaping or something.
No, just a strong inhale.
But, yeah. So, are you breathing? Don't forget to breathe, okay? Yeah, so we ended up, like, just going to a few bars, and we went to, like, an all-girls bar, and it was really interesting because I don't think this would have happened in L.A. because they had a sign that said, tonight is, like, mixer night, so men are allowed, which leads me to believe most, or maybe on the weekend, only girls are allowed in there. But I think that would be definitely problematic in L.A. if somebody tried to do that at their bar.
Oh, for sure. They would be like, you guys are, what's it called?
Genderist. I don't know.
Yeah.
Break the binary.
But you,
so they haven't,
you,
they
went
haven't
on, you went on the mixer night?
Yeah. So we went, but it was still mostly girls. It was just a small bar, but I could see myself having a lot of fun in a place like that if it was in the U.S., like, yeah. There, it, like, I didn't really talk to anybody because I wasn't sure, like, who knows English. But, yeah. I would love to have a bar. They were just, like, singing karaoke. It was just a small bar. And, like, when you walk in, they, instead of a cover, you have to buy a drink, like, before you walk in. Oh, which I think, like, nice. Most bars should do. Like, that's a fucking brilliant idea.
Yeah, I'd rather buy a drink than pay a cover.
Yeah. I think that's the reason why bars have covers, because they're afraid people will walk in and not buy a drink, but why don't you just, like, have them order at the door? But, it was cool. It was chill. Aso and... Oh, sorry. Voldemort and his friend both said they felt a little bit uncomfortable being there, because it was mostly girls.
Right.
And then we tried to go into a sex shop, and they told me I couldn't come in because I was a girl.
What?
Yeah.
So it's just sex shops are just for dudes?
No, I mean, that was a sex shop in, like, the gay area.
Oh, for gay dudes.
Right.
That's stupid.
I know. It was interesting, though. Because I think that without those kind of gender rules, there wouldn't be that successful of a lesbian bar.
Mm.
And maybe that's why it doesn't work in LA and it works in Tokyo.
But fucking, they have fucking dude gay bars everywhere and they're successful.
But do you think, like, guys just drink more than girls or want to go out more than girls?
I think they definitely want to go out more and, like, lurk more.
Yeah, guys are, I mean, biologically more sexual, too.
Yeah, lesbians be fucking cuddling up, watching fucking Bachelor, like, together, you know? They couple off, and they don't want to go out.
Yeah. So, speaking of, like, men approaching, being aggressively approaching, did you have an experience lately about that?
You're really good at transitioning.
I think I am.
Why, yes. Yes, I did. Yeah, so I've been obviously going out alone a lot because I'm still trying to make friends. I feel like I have a couple friends, but, like, for some reason they only want to hang out with me once a month. It's fine. But, like,
dude, me too.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that.
By the way, I just opened another drink, and it's a green tea with alcohol, and it's fucking amazing. It's just, like, green tea and, like, no alcohol, but it has alcohol. Anyway, go ahead.
Those are dangerous.
Yeah. I should have gotten more of those.
Okay, so I went out alone, and I went to this bar, which is, normally they have karaoke there, so I was like, finally gonna go, it's gonna be fun. Get there, no karaoke.
when was this?
This was Friday night, and they were playing, there were a funk band playing, so that was really cool.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
But most people in there, first of all, Denver, people don't fucking go out on Fridays here. It's really weird. I don't know why it is. People go out during the week or Saturday. It's bizarre. But
or maybe you just don't, you haven't found, like, the place.
The place. Where
you go out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do see, like, lines at, like, the clubs, but I don't want to go to a fucking 18 and up club, you know?
Right.
But anyway, so the people that were in the bar, it was mainly dudes. Actually, I'm pretty sure it was, like, all dudes, except for, like, two girls and me. And they were all, like, older. So anyways, I'm just sitting there chilling, and this guy walks up to me, and do you know who, Chris Lilly is?
No.
He's a comedian? Okay. He did, like, Summer Heights High and Janae, the private school girl. You know those? Jermaine?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. That ruins my... That's what he looked like. But anyways.
Okay.
So, he looks like he's in his, like, mid to late 40s, and he's wearing, like, you know, like, a tooth necklace and, like, I don't know, jean or a leather jacket, and he's just, like, he likes Deadhead, or the Grateful Dead. He's like, I'm never in Denver. I'm only here, like, 10 days out of the month because I'm traveling for music. And
oh, my God.
I was like, oh, like, do you play? And he was like, no. He just, like, goes to see shows and shit.
What? How do you have money to do that?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
But, so...
Yeah, maybe you told me about him a little bit, but not in depth.
Whatever. He's talking to me, and, like, it's fine, and he buys me a drink, and I'm, like, giving him a lot of shit, and I just start laughing. I always just laugh at people's responses to me when I give them shit, because it's funny to me. I don't know. I'm just, like, being stupid, and when something is stupid, I laugh. And he was like, why are you laughing at me? So I was like, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the situation. Like, I'm giggling. Does that make it better? It was so weird. Like, why do I have to explain that I'm not laughing at you? Like,
yeah.
Who laughs at somebody, first of all? I haven't seen that since high school. And it was weird. And I was like, you're old and, like, are really insecure. So, whatever. I was hanging out with him because I didn't have anything else to do. And he was with friends, so I didn't feel like I was trapped. So we go outside to go smoke, and his friends come by, and a dude went to the bathroom, and his friend was like, oh yeah, like, he was a politician or something like that. And I was like, what? I don't know what kind of
politician. Like, he used to be a politician or still is?
Yeah, I think he used to be a politician.
What?
I know, isn't that weird? And I was like, okay. But, so, anyways, I wanted to leave. I wanted to go see another bar that I liked, and so I told him that I wanted to go, and he was like, oh, should I come with you, or should we just exchange numbers? And I was like, oh, like, let's just exchange numbers. don't come with me. So we did, and then I went to the other bar, and he fucking texted me and was like, should I come over there? This place got boring after you left. And I was like, no, bro, I literally just told you I didn't want you to come with me. So
yeah.
I don't understand how guys can't take the fucking hint. Like, no, I'm not playing a game. Like, I'm not like, hey, no, and then be like, actually, come over. Like,
yeah, like, don't come, but I want you to.
And then,
I think he genuinely, like, got bored and thought that he could change your mind.
Ew, I hate that, too. Like, you can't fucking... I don't want you. I don't want you.
Yeah.
And earlier in the conversation, he was like, oh, like, if you, you know, want me to, like, you know, leave you alone or, like, take off, like, just... You can just say so. And I was like, okay, but in reality, like, how could I possibly convey that to you without sounding totally, like, rude or abrasive, and he was like, I don't know, you just say, like, hey, I just need my personal space right now.
He sounds like a fucking 40-year-old dude. Like,
yeah, and I was like, really? You would take that line okay and not be like, oh, this girl just, like, sucks.
She's a bitch, yeah.
Like, there's no way to say, like, you... So girls, I feel like, you always have to lie. We always have to say, like, I have a boyfriend, I'm gay, like, I don't know. Just... What?
It feels like the boyfriend one is the one that they respect the most. Like, even gay, they'll be like, oh, not even sometimes or something. Yeah. Like,
it was so weird. Yeah, I don't know. Just stupid. And then, like, I was like, no, I'm going home. Like, when he said, should I come there? And then he was like, oh, like, you want to smoke a joint? And I'm like, no, what the fuck, dude? I was like, I literally was like, I'm going to sleep. And he's like, you want to smoke? Yeah.
You're like, what would be the point of that if you're going to sleep anyway? It's going to make you sleep more. Like,
so stupid. Well, obviously, he just wanted to fuck.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like, bro, I'm Has not interested.
Is that?
No.
Interesting. Oh, I got a notification. No, that was just, like, a reminder on my phone. Nobody actually texts me. I don't have any friends.
Yeah, it was, just stupid. Like, people definitely approached me more in L.A. than they do here.
I think the reason for that is you've been going out alone a lot more. So, people are more likely to approach you when you're alone.
No, I have not been approached really here much as Los Angeles.
The other way around.
So I think that's really strange.
Yeah. I feel like in LA people are just, I mean, I don't know. Why do you think it is? I think guys are just more chill in Denver. Like, there might actually be more genuine people in Denver. Everybody in LA is like trying to get something or achieve some goal, or they want something out of you.
Or so. Maybe there's more, because there's so many choices, then they can just, they'll talk to you, and if it doesn't work out, then go to someone else. But here, there's only so many people in the bar. So, like, if you fuck it up, then you're kind of stuck, like, having to be in that same place. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Or they're just more shy.
Well, maybe it's kind of the reason why, kind of similar to the reason why we think lesbians don't go out, is because people get into relationships really quickly. And
oh, yeah. A lot of people are in relationships here, that's for sure.
Yeah, people are just like, you know, they chill down or chill out, like, more quickly.
Or they have major baggage.
Yeah. But when... So my Friday, when I went out this Friday, I went to a place that we've been to before, and I'm not sure if we talked about it on the podcast, but it's called Bar Lubitsch. And on Friday nights, they have this event called Jetpack Comedy.
I used to go to a comedy show. Dude, I used to go to that all the time.
Wasn't that one of the first comedy shows you've been to in L.A.?
Yeah.
Memories. So I invited our friend, let's call her Rachel.
Okay.
A white girl name. I invited our friend Rachel to come to that, but you know who it really is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I invited our friend Rachel, and... just, we saw the show, and we ended up hanging out on the patio with drinks and smoking cigarettes, actually, which...
Did you see the short guy, Jeff? Probably.
Oh, the one with the weird beard?
Yep.
Yeah, he was there. I remember him from before. He was the only one I remembered from before, actually.
Oh, God.
He's interesting. He's not really a comedian. He's just, like, a storyteller.
He says the same fucking joke every set for the past 2 years I was there.
I think he's low-key autistic.
Oh, interesting. You know, I matched with him on something. I forgot what it was.
Oh, really?
And was, like, kind of trying to fuck with him because me and Basie, we... that wasn't a very good one. we always make fun of him, and...
He seems like a nice guy.
Nah, he's all right. He's nice, but, like, I was definitely trying to fuck with him before I left.
But he never...
We're friends, actually, we're friends on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
But you never talked to him?
I never met him, but we just would chat, and we tried to meet up, but that was, like, right before I was moving. Like, seriously, like, a week before, so it didn't work out. Yeah.
Yeah, so he did his whole set, talking about how he's short, and I don't really even remember, but...
Oh, I can tell you each one of his jokes. Okay, anyways. No,
we'll talk about it later. this is not for our podcast listeners. So the point is, we ended up hanging out on the patio and chilling and just sitting there. And I kid you not, seven different guys
came up to us
throughout the night. Yeah,
holy shit!
Like, throughout the night, like there would be one guy, and then like once he left, like somebody else would come up. It was almost like people were watching us. And then once they saw, like, a guy leave, they realized it was their turn to come.
Dude.
Like, it was really wild. And one of the guys, so one in particular I want to mention, because he was very aggressive. I guess I would say he's attractive in a traditional sense. He looked to me like G-Eazy, kind of.
Yum.
But for me, he, like, I don't know, looked like a total douche and talked like a total douche, so. And I don't know if my friend was interested in him, but seemed like she wasn't anyway. She kind of likes tall, dark, and handsome, and he was, like, on the shorter side and white.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he was really trying to get us to come to, well, first, actually, he came up to us twice. Because first he was like, do you want to go to the bar in the back? And we're like, that sounds creepy. Are you trying to, like, date rape us and kill us? Like, the bar in the back. And then he left and then came back. And he's like, oh, it's really boring back there. So I'm going to invite you guys to come to this other bar on Sunset right down the street from here. And I'm taking Uber. Like, do you want to get in our Uber? And we're like, nah, like, I think we're fine. Just chilling here. Like, I was having a good time still at that point. I didn't want to leave yet.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. I, you know, once you, like, leave with somebody, they kind of expect you to hang out with them for the rest of the night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to get stuck in that kind of situation. Or in the kind of situation where, like, he has a friend that's not cute, and then I end up talking to his not cute friend. And just, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that. I don't know. I don't even know if he had a friend with him, but he probably did. He probably had a less cute friend that was with him, and he's like, oh, I'll get some girls for us.
Right.
And he saw that we're two girls. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how but it goes.
Anyway, so he says to us, like, oh, I can get you in the bar. Like, we can skip the line. And we just literally, like, laughed in his face. We're like, we will get you into the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you're just, like, a weird-ass dude. You want us to come so that you can skip the line, basically. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to offer you guys $100, like, if you can get into the bar without me. Yeah, he said, if you can skip the line and get into the bar without me, then I'll give you both $100. But... still, I was like, nah. Because, I don't know. I just...
That's gross.
I mean, I just really felt like...
That's like...
Even if we did that, then it's like... Then we feel like we're obligated even more to hang out with him because he gave us $100.
He ain't gonna give you $100.
Yeah. I know, and right. Like, how do we know he's really gonna do it?
Ew. That's just, like, desperate.
But and he was very confident and very cocky, and it made me think that, like, this works for him.
I mean, it has to if he keeps fucking doing it, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like that works on, like, stupid-ass bitches, you know?
Yeah,
like,
just, like,
21-year-olds.
Party girls, yeah. And we're like, nah, we're too smart for that shit.
Yeah. How old do you think he was?
Oh, I can't remember if he said or not. But, I mean, he was young.
Yeah.
But he could have been anywhere from, like, 24 to 34, I really really don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, shit. People are fucking weird, dude.
I know.
Well, Bar Lubitsch also gets, like, kind of douchey after the comedy show. Like,
yeah, it sucks. Why?
I don't know. I guess, well, I mean, that whole area is kind of douchey.
That area is, like, nothing. It's, like, a ghost town.
Well, it's Hollywood. It's, like, right on right next to Hollywood, you know? And yeah, that's true. Everyone who hangs out in Hollywood sucks.
Right.
But, I did have someone else approach me. So, that's two people total the whole time I've been. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But maybe. So I was waiting for my Hinge date to arrive because he has ADHD and he's like you and he takes a long time and is late to stuff. But anyways.
That's what he said.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, it's okay. I have a friend who does that, so I'm pretty used to it. I was like, I've gotten used to it. But, I was waiting for him, and this guy comes up to me, and he's... And, okay, so it's, like, Sunday, and it's, I think, like, 6:30-ish, 7. And he comes up to me, and he was like, hey! He's like, this might kind of sound weird, but, like... Do you want to hang out? And I was like, oh. And he's like, oh, are you meeting someone? And I was like, yeah. But it's really cool that you approached me. Like, usually people don't just do that. And I thought he
Wait, where were you? Like,
I was at this place called Sputnik. It's a corn dog bar place.
Oh, okay.
I love that place. But he was cute. So I was like, I mean, cool dude. Like, usually I'm the one to, like, be initiating stuff, so it's really cool that you did. And I was like, I'll take your number. And so I did, and then we were chatting for a second, and then he saw, like, the dude coming. He was like, so, well, I don't want to tie you up here, so, like, I'll let you go. But then, okay, so I texted him after my date, mm-hmm. and... was like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, how was your date? Couldn't have been amazing if you're texting me now.
That's true.
He's like, sorry, that was weird. It was good to meet you. Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, he was, like, talking, and then...
That's, like, a little bit of a red flag, but probably not.
It is a red flag. So, we were talking about B-dubs, because he went there, and... Then, all of a sudden, he goes, congrats on your date. I'm currently sitting in my car crying about feeling like an alien on this planet. I know that's oversharing, but I figure we're friends at this point, so feel free to add me on Facebook.
What? Oh, my God.
And I know, I didn't know what to say, so I was like, congrats on your crying. Good to meet you. Bye. What a weird fucking thing.
Yeah. But, oh, hold on. Call was disconnected. All right, we're back.
Again.
That was a bit of a hump in the road. So, the weird Facebook guy, that's, like, really strange. What was he, do you think, like, he thought, you know, oh, you don't want to talk to him, so he ended the conversation in that way, or?
No, I think he's fucked up and was... just being weird, and I'm not going to be that person to be like, what's wrong? Like, it's fucking weird, dude. Like, go get
therapy.
Yeah,
we don't know each other. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway. but he seems like the kind of guy who would put this on his profile. Actually, this is, like, a new thing that I saw on Instagram, and I had to look it up because I'm old now, and I don't know what new terms mean. But have you ever heard of the term GGG?
Never.
Never.
I guess I'm old, too.
It stands for good, giving, and game. So basically, what that means is if someone says they're GGG, it means they're good in bed, they want to give equally, and they're game for any, like, they're game for kinks or whatever the fuck. They're game in bed, basically.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I guess, like, what people were kind of saying was that it's kind of like a douchey thing, because, like, it's basically saying it's, like, the bare minimum of, like, a, being a good fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, label yourself as that, but, like, everyone should just be that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny. That men are, like, I don't know. There's so many things that people are labeling themselves as these days.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know how, like, I don't know. I feel like that's a good thing, but it's also kind of like those guys that label themselves as intersectional feminists, and then
yeah, exactly.
Not actually, they're just saying it to get girls, or, like, saying it because I think that's what we want to hear.
That's what it is, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If someone, like, said, like, I'm GGG, I would be like, fuck all the way off. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. And it's like, you have to have this label to prove yourself. Like, prove yourself by showing me that you're that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And also, it kind of reminds me of people who say, like, they're ethically non-monogamous and shit like that. And I'm like, oh, so, like, you're just honest? Like, I don't know. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
But actually, the guy went on the actual date with, he told me a story about how he went out with this girl from OkCupid, and they were on their date, and then they ended up going back to her place, and they were hanging out, and then all of a sudden she was like, oh, like, I have to tell you, I have a boyfriend, and we're just now, like, being open, like, you're the first person that I've, wow, like, chosen to go out with. And then he hears, like, someone.
Oh my god, really?
He hears someone, and the fucking boyfriend was there, dude. He was there, and he walks into the room and is, oh, like, what's up? And they're just, like, hanging out, and he meets him and, like, said, and then the girl at one point, like, said she wanted to make out with the person that I went out with or whatever. And the guy, like, got really uncomfortable, and it was just, like, a whole situation, and, yeah.
That's awkward. Like,
that's
why would she do that? Like, and were they trying to have a threesome, or?
That's what I asked, but he was like, no, I don't think so. Like, I think it was just, like.
Because nobody would do that time. Unless they're trying to have a threesome. Like, that's just fucked up. It sounds like the girl wanted to be that way, and the guy didn't. And so she, like, compromised with him by saying, oh, I'll bring him back to our house.
And yeah, maybe. Be there,
so you know. Or I don't know.
I think she had also mentioned, like, one of the rules was that they weren't supposed to, like, talk about it or, like, bring them around. So I don't know.
What? That's
crazy. Then, also, the dude I went out with said that he's tried to do an open relationship to save a relationship.
Hmm. Yeah.
That was interesting. But it didn't work, and she ended up dating the person that... They're, like, sucks. Living together now.
But wait, so whatever happened with the guy that you went out with? Like, you guys just didn't click, or...?
No, I like him, actually. I think we're gonna, like... We could be, like... I don't know. I don't know how to put it. But he, like, texted me right after, and we've been texting all week.
Did you guys, like, kiss or anything on the date?
No, which was good. Like, I didn't really... I don't know. I'm still, like, figuring out what's the best way to, like, navigate dates in correlation with, like, what I'm looking for. Because it seems like what I've been doing hasn't been working. So, I don't know.
Well, you just have to decide if you want that person to be, like, somebody to hook up with only, or somebody that, like, could be a potential partner.
But why?
If it's somebody who's, like, hooking up only, then you should wait. Or, I mean, if it's somebody who's a potential partner, you should wait.
But why is that?
Just because you want to get to know each other a little bit more. Because if you start off, like, with this element of sex, then that's what you guys are going to be thinking about.
Right.
Like, when you hang out.
So I'm going to see this this artist who is performing at in a couple weeks, and I got two tickets, but my friend doesn't really want to go, so I asked Pucker, Chucker, I don't know, and he like lightly accepted the invitation, right? But this guy I just met, he also is a huge fan, and he was like, oh, like, I'm gonna try to get tickets to that. And I was like, oh yeah, like, you totally should. But now it's like,
kind of awkward.
If we hang out a couple more times before the show and, like, really, like, get along or whatever, then is it better to ask him instead?
Yeah, I mean, probably. But, I mean, on the other hand, you can just tell him you had already planned on going with somebody else, and you don't have to hang out with him while he's there. You might run into him and, like, say hi. Yeah.
Well, I told him, like, I did say, I have two tickets, and my friend, like, kind of accepted, but it might be tentative, so, like, I'll let you know. But he said, like, he's definitely going to try to find tickets, so either way, I guess.
Who is it? Who's the artist? Yeah.
His name is Mark Rebele. I'm not totally sure how to pronounce his last name. But he does, like, funny songs, kind of. He, like, loops. He, like, makes his own beats, and then he, like, says funny stuff over it. I don't know.
That's kind of like Bo Burnham or something.
Kind of, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Only better. But, so, should be interesting. Keep you guys updated on that shit.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, just took a sip of that. I don't know, like, I can't decide if I like this drink or not. It's, like, at first it tastes just like green tea, and then you taste the alcohol, and then you kind of just want it to be green tea, but then you're like, oh, it's nice that it has alcohol. I don't know. But that's interesting. I want to hear the future of that.
Yeah.
Did you end up adding the other guy on Facebook?
Fuck no. Fuck that guy. I will never talk to him again, probably, so.
I really miss going to meet new people.
It's been fun. I haven't met someone from the internet in a while, but it almost seems like it's better to meet people from apps, because the two people I met in person were fucking horrible, and it's, like, easier to vet people.
Honestly, I have an easier time meeting people from apps, just because you know that person is there to hang out with you, you know? Whereas if it's somebody you just meet out in the open, like, you're not going to have a good...
hang out with anybody.
Right. And also, like, you're not going to be able to have a really good one-on-one conversation, because you don't know if they're going to be... Or if they have to go do something else, or maybe you have to go do something else.
That's true. It is better to have just, like, straight-up one-on-one with someone. And, like, I know you don't really like to talk to people a lot before, but I do. So it's easier for me to know, to not have so much anxiety meeting them, because I know I'll be able to have a conversation at least.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I could talk to people in person, too. It's not that hard, but, like, then you're kind of stuck in the conversation, and it's hard to, like,
get out. Yeah. Should I get back on Tinder? Or maybe I'll just...
I don't know. Are you allowed to?
I'm allowed to, but I
thought
you were
banned.
Oh, yeah. But I can make another... Oh, yeah. But, I mean, Bumble, anyway.
No, you should get on Hinge, dude. Hinge is better.
Okay. I don't know if I want to, because I don't really want to date anybody.
Well, don't. Just say on there, like...
Looking for friends!
Or, like, meet girls.
Well, I mean, but as friends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. Crispy Tart Topicers. Thanks for listening to us. Hopefully we get this one, like, out and ready for you guys.
I won't fuck it up this time.
I mean, I can also work on it, but...
Okay.
Either way. Bye, guys. I love you.
Bye.
Ending now.